Open up your Bibles to 2 Kings. The 7th chapter. One of the young people was preaching. Every time one of them young people get up and preach, I get a message. That's the blessings of God. Amen. 7th chapter. We're still here. But God kind of gave me a little shake on it that I didn't see the last time. I think I preached this message about 8 years ago. 6 or something. I don't know. But it always changes. I know that. How many got the 7th chapter? 7th chapter of 2 Kings?
Amen.
How many folks say amen?
Amen.
If you got the 7th chapter of 2 Kings, we're going to go to the 6th chapter up to the 24th verse. I'm going to read you something. The 24th verse reads, "And it came to pass after this that the Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it," listen to this, "until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver." Now you know that's bad. Y'all didn't hear that. "And the fourth part of a calf of dove dung was 5 pieces of silver." It was a famine. It cost top dollar to buy a donkey's head. And it cost almost as much to buy the droppings from a dove. I'm going to put it in layman's terms. Crap. Now they're buying bird crap to eat. It was a famine in the land. Well, there's still a famine in the land.
Amen.
Because the same famine they had, we now have. Ooh, Lord. I know we all healthy, and we don't look like we done missed no meals, but we missing meals. "It came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria, and there a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass's head was sold for 40 and pieces of silver." You know, I watch the Food Channel, so I see the stuff they sell now. You can buy a pig, but the part of the pig that costs the most is the rooter. How many don't know what a rooter is? You don't know what a rooter is, Sean? Why you say he didn't? We ought to know, Jesus. I want you to talk back at me, not just now. Nevertheless, this kind of stuff was selling. And it's selling today. I mean, you can buy anything on an animal that you want to eat. You can eat. I mean, anything. When in times past, it was forbidden to eat certain things. Now you can eat anything. And you're going to pay top dollar. Look at caviar. Depending on which fish you get it from, depends on how much you're going to pay for it. Fish eggs. Who would have thought it? I saw a program, Brother Andy, on the food program where they were selling, in New York, they were selling crackers with some fish egg on it or some caviar, and it was $1,000 a plate. And there was only 3 crackers on the plate. And just about everybody in the restaurant had that plate. But listen to me. There was more caviar that cost more than a $1,000 plate. You could get a $20,000 or a $30,000 plate of caviar. And then it was just a little can that it came in. I like to fill out my shirt. We ought to get some fish eggs and dress it up as caviar. Be amazed how many eccentric people show up and show how much money they got. and how classy they are because they eat caviar on crackers. They got a famine. They eating all kind of stuff now, and it costs top dollar. But it all came from one thing, because they disobeyed the word of God. When you disobey the word of God, most times you're going to eat crow. You're going to eat stuff you didn't have no intentions on eating.
Amen.
Or dealing with things that you never had the intention on dealing with because you didn't do what the word of God told you you needed to do. So then they're eating dove's dung. Oh, man. Why didn't they eat the dove? When I read this, I asked myself that. Why are they eating the dung and not the dove? Because if they eat the dung, then there'll be no more dung. And the dung is going to outlast the dove, because everybody can't eat the dung. But everybody can get a little bit of dung. How you like that logic? I might starve tomorrow, but I'm going to eat the dove. That dove going to have a problem, because he going to be fricasseed or something. Ain't that right, Brother Gray? Something going to happen to the dove. Now, they might kill me because they might not get no more dung, but I'm going to be happy. It's the choices that we make that tend to influence our lives. Put on chapter 7, the first verse. Then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Remember, they were in that situation because they didn't obey the word of the Lord. Then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord to you tomorrow. About this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, or a shekel, in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this be? Saying, can God make windows in heaven? How you going to make this happen? How many times we ask God to get us out of something, and when it goes another way, we say, well, Lord, how you going to do that? You shouldn't ask him. Lord, I need you to do this. Well, God said, I'm going to do it like this. Then you want to ask him, how you going to do that? God said, don't worry about it. I'm going to get it done. If you get out of my way, I'll get it done. Now, Elijah prophesied to them, telling them what God's getting ready to do. But you know, there's always going to be that humbug one that's going to be in your midst. That's not going to see it the way you see it. And there were 4 lepers. You see, I had jumped. Because in the span between the 1 and 2 of the 7th chapter, quite a bit of time then passed. And there were 4 lepers, men, at the entering of the gate. And they said one another, why sit we here until we die? Now, remember this. Leprosy is a skin disease. A fleshy disease. It's a whole lot of folks in church that's lepers. They have a fleshly disorder. They done forgot what the reality of the love of God actually is. They've forgotten that God expects us to dwell in peace with all men. Whether you like their looks or not.
Amen.
These are things that God expects from us. So here we hear these lepers, men, at the entering of the gate. And Pastor Keith, what does the word man mean? Anthropos is what in what? How many heard that? It means anthropos, human beings as opposed to animals. So what's that got to do with anything? Because God wants you to understand that what he's calling you to is greater than what you're worshiping. Oh, okay. Yeah, we worship our dogs. We worship our cats. I got buddies who got pit bulls who dogs eat better than they do. Ain't no way in the world he get ready to get a T-bone. And I'm going to eat a piece of liver. He going to get the liver. I'm going to get the T-bone. That's a form of worship. Make sure there ain't nothing in your life that you put before you or God. He got these lepers, man, entering through the gate, and they said one to another, why are we going to sit here and die? Why sit we here? What purpose is going to serve for us to sit here? What purpose is going to serve for you to whine, complain, bellyache about your circumstance? It's the old man that wants you to complain, wants you to be unhappy, wants you to be sorrowful, wants you to be discouraged. It's that old man in you. Don't you know people are still trying to blame devil, Satan, all this stuff?
Yeah.
Because if I can blame him, then there's no responsibility left on me.
Come on now.
Don't you know God's going to call us all accountable for the deeds that are done in the body?
That's right.
That's scripture. So why are we going to sit here? They asking each other the question. Then one says, if we say we will enter to the city, then the famine is in the city. Why should we go down there? If we got the famine, so do they. You don't know what God got planned for you over there. I figured out something about bill collectors. How many folks got T-Mobile? Let me tell you something about T-Mobile. If you got T-Mobile service and you call them and one person tell you they can't help you, wait 10 minutes to call back. Wait 10 minutes to call back. When you call back, the next person gonna act like what that other person said don't even apply to you. Stop giving up on what God done told you to do.
Amen.
Call him back.
Come on now. Amen. I like that.
Call him back.
Yeah.
What's it going to say? If first you don't succeed, try. Okay. Y'all better stop giving up. Amen. So here they are in the city, family in the city. We not going down there. That's like, okay, why would I go down where Brother Pastor Keys and Pastor Rutherford is, and if I'm starving, I know they starving. But this is how flesh works. I can see them. No, don't throw nothing at me. I can see them down in the camp and notice that they look full. They look a little bit full, right, Mother? Because you make sure you eat, right? Right. They look a little bit, and I know Pastor Keys don't eat. So they look a little bit full, but because of the condition and the circumstance that I'm already in, it don't matter how full they look. They got to be in the same situation that I'm in.
All right. Come on.
You better make sure you hear it from God. It's a famine down there. Ain't no need of us going down there. We're going to die there too. If we still sit here, we're going to die anyway. Now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If that's the smart one. That's the guy that's got the wisdom. Let's go ahead. Let's just go down there and give ourselves up. At least they're going to feed us before they kill us. You know what? You can put up with a lot more stuff if you've got a full belly. I can't talk to Brother Shine before I eat. Right? See? How many have somebody in your life you can't talk to after you got you eat? Y'all ain't gotta be ashamed to admit it. But team, I see you back. Trying to hide the time rubber and grand, I see you. they're going to feed us, and then they're going to kill us. You can't listen to everybody that's around you if they're not thinking the way you think and don't want what you want from God.
Amen.
Their idea, their principle is to discourage you and to make you think that God still ain't God. In the process of doing it, they might have the same situation or problem you have, but they don't have the same insight that you have. Amen. I told the pastor, I said, they tricked me over this knee surgery. If I'd have known this, I'd just went on pain. I dealt with it the other way. Can't trust them doctors. They trying to make that money. Right, brother. And they going to make that money. Because they going to always find somebody like me that think it's going to be better on the other side. But now they put me in a position where I don't have no choice but to believe God. I think that's what God wants us all anyway, where we have to believe Him. Ah, Brother Tony, we're not going down there, because we go down there, we're going to die. This is of his buddies. It's four of them, remember? Remember, the number four is what? Creative miracles. Sometimes God has already created a miracle for you, and you just don't know it because you're scared to face your problem.
Come on now.
There were four of them. Well, we ain't going to go down there. They're going to kill us. So, but you've got to have insight. You've got to be able to see past the natural and see what God has in the spiritual. And sometimes you got to stand up and proclaim with your life so that others will follow you into their blessing.
I
know that one said, you know what, we going down there anyway. You don't want to come? You don't have to come. But he had to go because he was part of the creating effect. Sometimes God put people in your life you don't want in your life. But it's unfortunate they just a part of your blessing. Oh, shoot. Oh, you done called them devils and demons and everything else and not realize that they might actually be a part of your success. I'm almost done, Jesus. I know I'm meddling. Rose up in the twilight, or some say it's early in the morning, some say it's darkness. Nevertheless, it was early. What was it saying? The early bird always gets the... That ain't no lie. Them birds around our house drive me crazy. Lord, have mercy. 5:30 morning, the sun ain't even all the way up. They're just peeking, and they gone crazy. They just squawking all outside the window. I said, we got to put the windows down. They just squawking. What are they trying to do? Eat. But look at how it worked, Brother Little John. Check this out. The birds don't have this thing cornered. The squirrels done learned from the birds. I had to figure out that those were squirrels that was doing all that squawking too, and not just the birds. Because the squirrels done figured out them jokers get up early and down in the grass. If we get up too, we're going to eat along with them. So any given morning, if you walk out on our front porch at about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, you will see four or five squirrels together. Running all over the place, just playing. But they up. Well, I remember when a squirrel wouldn't come out until it was like 60, 70 degrees outside. They don't care nothing about the weather. Why? Because they realize I can't stay the way I am and be fooled.
Come on now.
You can't live in your flesh and be full of God.
Amen.
Got to get up. Get it going. For the Lord has made a serious... Here, I like this part. I didn't see this before. It says, for the Lord has made the serious here a noise. Not a whole bunch of noise. Not a whole bunch of chairs, but a noise. Don't you know when God get ready to move for you? He'll make the very thing that's separating you from your blessing hear a noise. The good thing about it is, if it's more than just one of them, they all will hear the same noise. This is the year of Jubilee.
All right.
Why are you saying that? Is it scriptural? I'm saying it's the year of Jubilee because it's your year to praise Him. That's Jubilee. That one said, we're going to get up. Pastor Keys, Pastor Rowe, we going down to the camp. If Joe Blow over there, not you, Joe. If Joe Blow over there don't want to go, then we just going to leave him. So they got up in the twilight, and they start going down. Now listen, the Syrians had not heard a noise yet. They've already made up in their mind that they're going down to die and eat, or eat and die, whichever way it works. They've made up their mind. So the Syrians hadn't heard a noise yet. But after they made up in their minds that they were going to move towards their blessing, regardless of what it was going to cost them, God said, I love their faith, because you cannot move God without faith. So what God do? He blew out a word. And every Syrian in the camp heard the same word. Guess what the word said? We're in trouble. We got to go. We're about to be overwhelmed. And they were, just not by men. But you got to stand in God. Amen. You can't stop thinking about giving up. I've been there. Oh, Jesus. It's ugly.
Amen.
I have no greater teacher than First Lady. She'll catch me in a minute. You better stop feeling sorry for yourself. And I just look at her. I said, who's she talking to? And she'll look at me and smile. And I said, well, I guess I am, ain't I? Yeah. You think? It's easy to feel sorry for yourself. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, the next way out is to feel sorry for yourself. Not to get up and shake the dust off your feet and run the race, but to feel sorry for yourself. I know, don't nobody in here do that. Oh, Lord, I'm so tired of these folks. I'm sick of this job. You better work that job. You can mess around trying to get you some doves done.
Say that.
A hot dog will always do you better than doves done. So they heard a noise of chariots. They heard a noise of chariots. That's one of their miracles that they got from God. God caused one noise to sound like an army of chariots.
Yeah.
And a noise of horses. Well, if he's going to make them hear a noise of chariots, he got to hear the horse. And a noise of horses. Even the noise of a great host. You know what that means, right? Not only did they hear the noise of a thousand chariots, but they heard the noise of a thousand horses. Then God confounds them all by letting them hear the noise of a great host, which means they had also heard a great army.
Yeah.
And it was just four leopards, three of them that decided, I'm going to go die and eat. Rather than lay up here dying and be hungry. You better stop wallowing your self-pity and get on down into the camp and get what God has for you. Yeah, we're still here. But we didn't have to be. If we'd have kind of kept wallowing in self-pity, oh, woe is me, like I was doing for years, oh man, Lord, I don't have a ministry Pastor Hart had. He has so much faith, and he did. You can't take that from him. That's what God gave him. My faith arises out of this word.
Amen.
That's the heart faith came from God raising him up when he was a child, and they said he could not live. I found a way to live. I just wasn't living right. So here they heard the horses. Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians and come upon us. They are, not only do they hear one army, they hear two armies. The Hittites and the Egyptians.
Yeah.
And all it is four lepers trying to get fed. Who come to the conclusion that it's better to die in the camp full than to die on the outside of the camp empty. Make up in your mind what you need from God, and wherever camp you have to go in to get it, you go in and possess your land. Not waiting on somebody to come by and tap you on it's on its way. Every time somebody do that to me and tell me it's on its way, Brother John, it's trouble. It ain't never been a blessing. It's always been trouble. So I learned to look for myself. Wherefore they arose and fled into the twilight and left their tents. They got out of this so quick. Now remember, the lepers were going down in the twilight. They left in the twilight. I don't remember. There had to be thousands upon thousands of Syrian soldiers. How could they possibly get out of the camp at the same time that the lepers were coming into the camp? Miracle 2. Miracle 2. That many soldiers are not supposed to miss four lepers. But they missed him. They didn't see him. The biggest countersink with that is Jesus. When they were trying to kill Jesus when he was in the crowd, the word of God says he passed right through the crowd. Because where he was, his father was. Make sure wherever you are, your father's there. If your father there, then you can pass through your enemies. God will create a path for you. Hallelujah. They fled the twilight and their tents. They left their tents. They left their horses. They left their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. They left everything. They ran. They ran on foot. Only God knows how long they ran before they fell out. They didn't take no horses, no donkeys, no chariots, no nothing. They didn't even take food. They left their jewelry. They left all their prized possessions. They left everything. They didn't take no spears, no shields. They just got out of Dodge. God has an effect on folks. They might be sitting in your camp, in your blessing. And your flesh has told you that it don't belong to you. You got to resist that old boy.
Amen.
And bring him under subjection. They arose, fled in the twilight. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into the tent and they did eat and drink. I can hear them lepers now. Oh boy. Oh boy. Look at what we got. Oh boy. And the one that was trying to tell them they're going to die in the camp, he was sticking in his ears. Eat a little bit, stick some in his pockets. I used to do that. My mother cooked chicken. All right, big family. I have five brothers and four sisters. My mother cooked chicken. If I was outside playing and I smelled that chicken jazz, I made it home. I beat the crowd. I had one piece in my mouth, Brother John, and I was putting the wrapping the other ones of paper, sticking them in my pockets. Because I was going to have me some chicken legs for later. He was in there packing it in, Brother Tony. Oh, my God. Food, drink, oh, my God. And then they turned around and there was silver and gold and clothing. When you do what God tells you to, God will supply your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Yes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes. Food, drink, raiment, silver, gold. My God, whatever it is you have need of. But the key is seeking God. When you say, well, they didn't see God. Yes, they did. Then one say, you know what? I'm going to go down in the camp. Left for their lives, and when the lepers they got down there to eat, they carried that silver, gold, raiment, and went and eat it. They ain't stupid. Came again and entered into another tent and carried this also and went and hid it. Now, that's miracle three. They lepers. What they need with this stuff? They can't go around nobody. Folks see them. Unclean! He got to scream, unclean! I'm unclean! You don't want your flesh crying out, you unclean. You're supposed to be a minister. Unclean! But they, look, they hide stuff. They hide silver, gold, clothing, and the guy that didn't want to go is hiding food. He don't care nothing about it being rotten. He gonna hide it anyway. They went and hid it. And then said one to the other, we do not well. This day is a good tidings. And we hold our peace, and we tarry till the morning light some. Mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that they may go and tell the king's household. I know God done moved for us. He done gave us three miracles. And we're blessed. But if we hold our peace and we don't let the other folks that are starving, that are also living in the famine, know that God is blessing that we have food, then we're no good. We're just as bad as the Syrians who came into the city and destroyed everything. Now, remember, it's only one of them. So let's do what we got to do. Let's go tell the king's house. Fourth miracle. When they get to the king's house, I'm paraphrasing, and they begin to tell the king about all the goods. Guess what the kingdom cared about? That they were lepers. It didn't matter they were lepers. Or were they? Were they still lepers? They're not living like they are. They packing stuff up, hiding jewelry, hiding clothing. They're hiding stuff for their future. God don't leave nothing incomplete. Nothing incomplete. They went before the king of clothes. They went before the king and they began to show the king all the stuff and the measure. And remember what the prophet said? The prophet said what? The prophet said in the first chapter, the first verse of the seventh chapter, hear ye the word of the Lord, thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. They're no longer starving because four lepers had the intensity and the audacity to run down to the camp and feed themselves even though they thought they were going to die. Sometimes your old boy going to tell you ain't going to make it. But if God done spoke a word to you, you stand on it. And don't you let nobody persuades you from what God called you to. Not even you. I'm my biggest enemy. You're not. I can convince myself that the ceiling, the sky is falling. But you can't make me think it. Well, let me think on it long enough. So, stop being a leper. Stop letting your flesh rule you, control you, determine your outcome. It's supposed to get it twisted. We're by no means saying the devil don't exist. He's very alive. He does exist. He just don't have no authority over you. Oh, he's very much alive. I was listening to somebody's broadcast the other day. And they had the folks jumping and hollering and screaming. They were all over the place. And they was preaching how the devil is in, was in hell. I said, they just don't know, do they? He can't be in hell if he's the prince of the air. Where God said, he is the prince of the air. He's not in hell. If I gotta be a leper die, not literally. If I have to take authority over my flesh to have the blessings that God done promised me, then that's the way it's got to go. Amen. That's the way it's gonna be. I gotta stop playing games with me. You can't stop playing games with folk until you stop playing games with you. If you don't make you happy, it's impossible for you to make somebody else happy. You need creative miracles in your life. So create an atmosphere around you so God can give you that which you have need of. We spend too much time playing with God. We do. Instead of just coming, being real with him. Lord, I'm tired. I need you to help. Can't do it no more. I need your help. Lord, I messed up. I need you to get me through it. Just keeping it real with God. That's all he wants us to do, is just keep it real with him. Amen. But the earth in itself done become so spiritually minded, they're no earthly good. Some of my buddies, they bold, but every time I greet them, how y'all talk to me? Come on. I can call it about two or three of them. They just don't know how to say, hey, brother Dennis, how you doing, a rib? They gotta feel something. They don't have a clue. All they feel is some cherry, that hot sausage I just ate. Bless God. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. You know, folks looking at him, I said, man, you better get away from me. I don't have to prove for him. Everybody in here know what I do and who I am. I don't have to prove to them who I am. God. So now the other folks tease me. Red, why are you running? Because I see him coming. Wait, why are you running, Rev? Man. You know, this little guy goes to the church right across the next block. His brother used to go to church here. When I see him, if I see him out there at the bus stop, I try to delay my movements. Because every time I want to just be friendly. Hey, how you doing, my brother? Man, God is just good, ain't he? Ah, glory to God. Man, he just moving. I tie my tongue in a knot. Yep, I see how he's moving. You standing at the same bus stop you were standing 8 years ago when you told me how much he was moving. You don't have to prove nothing to me. It's what God made it to be. I done drove some vehicles. Remember that Pinto I had? I had a Pinto, a green Pinto. Hit a pipe in the street or something and ripped the whole side of the door off. It just kind of just wanted to float up in the air like them new cars do. When what do you call those doors that fly up in the air when you get out? They go up in the air instead of opening the regular way? Lamborghini doors or something? Throwaway doors? Okay, whatever y'all say. All of y'all, everybody throwing stuff at me. But we know what we're talking about. My door did that. I used bungee cords to keep that baby fastened. And I drove it everywhere. Put daddy out of the school in it. I know they was embarrassed. I don't care. They didn't have to walk in the rain. They had to walk in the rain. I was proud of my little car. I have bad things happen to me with pintos, though. I own a pinto after I got out of high school, parked up under a tree in my apartment, and had an ice storm. Remember the ice storm back in the late, early 70s? Yeah. Didn't the whole tree fall in my car? Bent the whole top of the roof in. I had to go to work. I cleaned that ice off. Some of my neighbors came out, we cleaned it off. I jumped in my car and rolled like this. I rolled it till I could do better. They've seen some of the stuff I didn't have, but I drove it. Until God blessed me with something better. Them lepers say, baby, we going down in there. If God don't bless us and they kill us, too bad. We're going to die anyway. Let's trust God. Everybody stay. It's time to trust God. Moving forward. We've been moving forward for 5 years. I almost took a step back. I went upstairs today and there was 2 plates of chicken wings sitting on the table up there. Looked like they've been there for some time. Food all over the tables. I know that happened again. I ain't going to take a step forward. Grown folks ought to clean up behind themselves. Almost knocked me out of my message this morning. That's what I get for going upstairs. Thank God for leprosy. Because if it wasn't for your leprosy, you'd have never sought out God. Leprosy don't have to be a skin affliction in our case. Leprosy can be something that drew us to God. Pain, distress, weariness, tiredness, sickness. Anything could have drew us to God, but we're here. We're here. And we give him praise and we give him glory and we give him honor. Because of who he is, not because of what he does. So we thank God for the blessings of God. Amen. Glory to God, this is our first convention in 5 years. It won't be the last. And this just came up. We didn't get to plan nothing. I kind of operate like that sometimes. Let's just do it. I mean, one thing I got from Brother Hart. Brother Hart, you can't tear them alleys out. Let's just do it. What about the city? That's all right. What they gonna do? Brother Hart, we need to go up to the neighborhood and get a petition. Okay. Brother Hart, didn't nobody sign. That's all right. Let's just do it. Sometimes you just have to trust God. When things just don't look right, not going right, you have to convince yourself to trust him and to believe in him. It's based on your confidence in God. Amen. Take somebody by the hand this morning. Pray. After he gets through praying, if you need a touch of your body, I'm going to stand across the front. I'm going to have the elders and the ministers come and pray for you. Let's just believe God this morning.
Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your great word. Lord God, that inspires, Lord God, that picks us up, Lord God, that lifts up our confidence, Lord God. Lord God, you understand all things, and you understand the things that we go through, Lord God. Lord God, how our minds get vexed, Lord God, how our bodies get sick, and sometimes how we get discouraged, Lord God, by the things that happen to us. and by what people do to us, but Lord, you're still the living God, and you're still the power, and you're still the presence. You're still the will, and you are the way. You're the will in our lives. You are the way. You are our strength, Lord God. So we look ever unto you, Lord God, for that strength, Lord God, not allowing our situations and our circumstances to dictate to us how and when we serve you, Lord God, or when we take our minds off you, Lord God, how we are supposed to put our back upon you, Lord God. We thank you for the word of God that calls attention to you, Lord God, so that when we get discouraged, we look unto you. When our circumstances seem to be too much for us, Lord, we look unto you, Lord God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord God, I speak life unto your people this day, Lord God. I speak encouragement, Lord God. I speak the focus that they have need of, Lord God. Not that you take them out, but Lord God, that you lead them through it. Even as you led the lepers, Lord God, to go down into the camp, Lord God, and you bless them, Lord God. You shall bless us, Lord God. You shall keep us. You shall fortify us, because you are a fortifier. You are a blessing. You are a hope. You are a deliverer. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you've been doing for us and what you shall continue to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The difference between those lepers and our leprosy, their leprosy was a condition in their bodies. Our leprosy is a condition of our minds. Amen. So regardless of what you're going through, keep trusting God. Don't give up now. Press your way on in. I'm trying to get the prize, man. I'm looking for the prize. But I know it's going to cost me something to get that prize, because that means my mind got to be transformed, my heart's got to be renewed. That's the prize that I'm looking to get. So that means I got to go through some stuff to get there. Don't mean I'm going to go through happily sometime, but got to go through it. Amen. Do I complain? Yep, sometimes. Do I fuss? Yep, sometimes. Do I whine? Yep, sometimes. Do I cry? Yes, I do, sometimes. But in the midst of all of it, my faith and my confidence is still in my God.